This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Speaking to a largely maskless crowd at Mount Rushmore, U.S. President Trump says protesters have waged a merciless campaign to wipe out our history amid demonstrations against racial injustice and police brutality. The sharp rebuke and pre-holiday address Friday to mark the nation's independence follows weeks of nationwide protests following the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. Some demonstrators have also destroyed or damaged Confederate monuments and statues honoring those who have benefited from slavery. Ahead and during the event, there were arrests of protesters from several groups led by Native American activists. They lined the road leading from Keystone to the monument, holding signs and playing music. One person commented, "This is our land. We will not support racism. We will not support rapists. We want him out of our land, and we want our land back." Kimberly Guilfoyle, the girlfriend of President Donald Trump's oldest son, has contracted the coronavirus. The chief of staff of the Trump campaign's finance committee said that she was immediately isolated after the positive result to limit her exposure. He says that she will be retested to confirm the diagnosis because she isn't showing any symptoms of COVID-19. So far, Donald Trump Jr. tested negative but is self-isolating as a precaution. He also is canceling his public events. The U.S. is heading into the 4th of July weekend with many parades and fireworks displays canceled, beaches and bars closed, and health authorities warning that this will be a crucial test of American self-control. They say this could determine the trajectory of the surging coronavirus outbreak. With confirmed cases climbing in 40 states, governors have ordered the wearing of masks in public, and families are being urged to celebrate their independence at home.